selecting in the woods because it might be the poison kind, it's some kind of the poison.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you're out liable to get the poison kind, you see.
Do you have any names for the ones that you don't eat?
No, I don't. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call them like toadstools or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's several varieties, but I just don't know the varieties.
Okay.
They'll just sprout up overnight. And they're especially adapted to the soil and a cow lot.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Where they get the cow manure, enriches the ground, and they sprout up through that soil just overnight sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something about some of the bread you used to make when you were younger or still there?
Oh, yes, my grandmother used to make bread, and I smell it now. It's so good. She would take one of those yeast cakes, and she made the cakes herself.
Mm-hmm.
She took ash potatoes and boiled them and put a little salt in them, mashed them up, and dried them in the sun,
mm-hmm.
about that big round.
Yeah.
And when she'd go make her bread, she'd take one of those little cakes and put it in a pitcher of water and let it soak overnight.
Uh-huh.
And the next morning, she would take that and sift the flour out and take that water with the cake in it and make up the dough and knead it and let it rise a while. And then she would make it into loaves or rolls, whichever she was going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And let it rise again and bake them for supper. And if you go in the house, you would just smell them all over the house.
Great, isn't it?
Makes you hungry to think of them.
Yeah. What is it that you you put in the bread to make it go come up?
Rice.
Mm-hmm.
They call it yeast.
Uh-huh.
You can buy the Fleischmann yeast.
Uh-huh.
And but people didn't have that in that day. Besides, it was so far to the stores, you see, out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
So people just made their own yeast out of the potatoes, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Let them ferment and then dry them in the sun.
Tell me about some more of the other kind of bread you had.
Other kind of bread?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had biscuits. Do you like biscuits?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, I love hot biscuits. We get a kind at the grocery store now. They call Hungry Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits, and they rise way up, and it's just in layers, so flaky and good.
How did you make them?
Well, they make them, put them in a can.
Yeah, today.
Can biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a certain way to open that can. It's vacuum packed,
mm-hmm.
so they won't spoil, and then put them in the pan, a grease pan, and take your pastry brush and put butter on the top, melted butter on top of them. And that makes them brown evenly and mm-hmm. nice.
How did you make them when you were a little girl?
Oh, well, we used to sift out the flour. And our family was a very large family. And we bought a barrel a month.
Wow.
We had a hot biscuit every morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of light bread like we do now. And most of the time, hot biscuit for supper, you take, sift out your flour in the bread tray about this long. And put salt and soda, baking powder in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a good bit of shortening. And take